Hello and welcome to the Meg Method Podcast, the podcast that helps you move, think and feel better for life. And today I want to help you think better. How? By giving you a tool to challenge those pesky limiting beliefs that hold you back. But first, let me share a little story with you. Up until fairly recently, I had this belief that I was an inarticulate person. Now, you might be thinking, but Meg, you host two podcasts, and you would be right. But here's the thing, I'm dyslexic. It takes me a while to write my thoughts on paper. I often get the spelling mixed up and my grammar, well, let's just say it's all over the place. And I also have ADHD. So my brain feels like it's firing a million miles an hour. I get my words jumbled up. I'm out here saying to people, thank you for welcoming me into your home and being so hospital. You know, it's a mess. I lose track of what I'm saying and often go off on tangents. This had me believing that I was inarticulate. It wasn't until recently when I was in Japan that I started to think differently. So many wonderful strangers introduced themselves to me saying they've listened to this podcast, read my posts and found my coaching incredibly helpful. At first, I couldn't believe it. Me, an inarticulate person, helping people through my words. Surely not. But every person that came up to me and said this started to chisel away at this belief I had about myself. So much so that I had to pause and start questioning this belief. I asked myself, is it really true that I'm inarticulate? Do my words genuinely fail to help or connect with people? And once I put this belief through my mental fact checker, I struggled to find any solid evidence to support it. Instead, I found overwhelming proof that my words were making a positive impact. I suddenly felt really silly. I'd had this limiting belief of not being articulate for about 25 years. I'd been running away from it, burying my head in the sand. And I was struggling to find solid evidence. I decided to look up the definition of inarticulate. Inarticulate means unable to express one's ideas or feelings clearly or easily. And that's when it hit me. All those times people told me how much my words had helped them, they were providing evidence against my limiting belief. So what's the tool I want to share with you today? It's simple. I want you to put your recurring thoughts through your own mental fact checker. And here's how you can do it. Number one, identify the limiting belief. What is a recurring negative thought you have about yourself? Maybe it's, I'm not good enough, I can't succeed, or I'm not articulate. Number two, look for evidence and be critical about it. Is there actual evidence that supports this belief, or is it just a habit and pattern you've gotten into? Is this belief true for 100% of the time in your life? Did you choose this belief, or was it influenced by someone else? If from someone else, are they a reliable source of truth? Can this be stated as 100% fact? Number three, seek contrary evidence, because often we don't examine all the evidence. We just look for the evidence that supports our belief because we love to be proved right. So think critically, actively look for instances that contradict this belief. For me, it was the feedback from listeners and readers. For you, it might be compliments from colleagues, achievements or positive outcomes you've experienced. Number four, reframe your belief. Based on the evidence, can you reframe your belief? Instead of, I'm not articulate, I now think, I express my ideas in a different way that helps others. I sometimes find it difficult to express my ideas, but I always find a way. Number five, test the new belief. Start living as if your new belief is true. Notice how your mindset and outcomes change. By putting your thoughts through this mental fact checker, you'll begin to see if there's actually any evidence that supports your negative belief. And even if you do find some evidence, remember this, a small bit of evidence might support the belief occasionally, but it doesn't mean it's true all of the time. It's not part of your identity. It's just a behavior or something you struggle with on occasion. Sometimes we exaggerate the truth. And remember, just like I discovered I was more articulate than I believed, after 25 years, I wished I'd realized that sooner, but we have the mental fact checker now. You too might uncover strengths and abilities you never gave yourself credit for. So next time you catch yourself thinking something negative about yourself, pause, fact check, and see if it truly holds up. In fact, if you find yourself thinking negative thoughts about anyone, see if it passes the fact check. So that is my little story and tool for you today, the mental fact checker. Thank you for listening to the Meg Method podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might benefit from it. And remember, you have the power to challenge and change your limiting beliefs. I would love to hear from you. You can email me. You can message me on socials. All of my details are in the show notes. I would love to hear what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. But until next time, be kind, be curious, be well. Big love, and I'll speak to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Meg Method podcast. If you want to learn more about my coaching and access some free coaching resources, please visit my website, themegmethod.com, or send me a message at themegmethod on Instagram. I would love to learn to know you. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, I would be so grateful if you could please share the love forward. You can show your support in three simple ways. You could please subscribe by clicking the follow button on your favorite podcast platform or YouTube. You could send details of my coaching to a loved one, or you could share this episode with others by tagging me in your social media stories at The Meg Method. Just see the show notes for more details. And if you're feeling extra kind, it would make my day if you could please leave a review. Thank you to my legendary podcast team, Brooklyn Fraser and Alicia Navarro. Your hard work and expertise is always appreciated. Thank you again for listening. Have an excellent day. Try your best. Be kind. Big love.